This is Schaefer Landit here with Norwalk City Manager Luke Nelson. We're catching up with their two most recent city council meetings. And first off, I think the biggest thing to comment on here is last week Norwalk had a pretty big apartment fire, and there was a lot to see online about that from a city's perspective. Just any comments on what happened last week and what the city's been able to kind of do since then?
Well, probably the main comment is to see our fire department, police department, public works all come together and do what they're really good at doing. And nobody came away with injuries. I think we had a couple smoke inhalation, just kind of double checks between staff, possibly even folks from the victims of the fire. But for everybody to walk away from that much of a devastating fire is impressive. It's pretty neat. And I have a couple additional kudos. The property managers, from what I hear from emergency services, have really been doing a stand-up job and trying to help the people find other locations to stay. NAMA, our Norwalk area ministerial, sorry, I was combining a couple of words. Norwalk Area Ministerial Association, as well as We Lift, it's an organization headed by Sue Wilson out of the Indianola area. They both came in to help provide some resources. A lot of it, we had people coming forward to give donations, all kinds of stuff, but really the main thing that was needed was financial donations. And NAMA set up an account. If people want to donate, the best thing they can go do is go to our city website, and right at the top it talks about emergency response. Click on that link and you'll see resources if anybody wants to provide donations.
Anything to add on the potential data center project, that land out there, and what's going on? I know people like to hear about that.
Kind of. It's somewhat related. Mayor Phillips and I were asked to participate. The University of Iowa, their law college, is putting together a data center toolkit. The idea is to put together kind of a checklist, some things to bring or make people aware, either citizens or cities or counties within the state of Iowa, to say, hey, if you're thinking about a data center, think about these things. Make sure you're checking all these different items. The mayor and I attended that earlier this week. Turned out great. We learned a lot. The only complaint I had at the end of this session was it probably could have been a full day-long discussion about data centers, but we were only there for just a couple hours. So it's really neat to see that that college coming together to create more of a toolkit. So that'll help us, the city, as we proceed.
The Farms of Holland, that car wash proposal over there we were talking about about a month ago, was tabled until the 21st of this month. What led the applicant to kind of request more time? Any discussions there at all?
Yes, ultimately the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended denial of the request. When that happens, you then have to have a supermajority from council. We had a council member that was going to be gone from our last meeting. It was kind of sudden because they had a family emergency to take care of. So that meant there were only four council members there. That means a supermajority is all four council members would have to vote yes. So to give this applicant their best chance, they asked to table it until we have a full council that is present.
Council approved changing the future land use designation near Highway R63 and Dubuque Street for the Rosewood North area. Just what does that decision mean? Any long-term outlook there?
Yeah, that one's been really tough. The applicant's the developer that wants to build out that project. It's actually an existing plat. So it's a rural subdivision that is kind of the worst kind of urban sprawl. I know people tend to not see it that way. They look at a city that's gradually growing, and sometimes that's referred to as urban sprawl. But actually, sprawl is when you jump out or you leapfrog out beyond corporate limits and development starts to occur. It happens many times without water, sewer, or the same kind of city street standards. So then as a city grows and they try to incorporate that area, it's really hard to make it fit, and ultimately it's a larger expense for everybody. So cities tend to discourage that. In this situation, there was this pre-established subdivision many years ago, long before the city of Norwalk even had our zoning and subdivision standards. Well, they want to improve upon that subdivision as it was designed. And I think there's general agreement that they're going to make it better than it's currently platted. Yet our future land use designation shows that area for another use other than just a low density residential use. So even though it doesn't match necessarily with our comp plan, all things considered, and I think these aren't just my words, it's what I've heard from some of the other elected officials, their plan is better than what is currently recorded in terms of a plat. So we just have to go through the process of amending our comp plan to allow them to proceed. So I'm not sure what, as far as the, ultimately it was approved, but they've got some more hurdles to overcome with subdivision standards, what kind of water sewer do they have to install, road standards, things like that. So probably the biggest hurdle has been overcome, but they still have a few more to address.
The city approved several actions related to the 2026 street patching project. What streets or areas will people notice improvements the most on when that's expected to begin?
Oh gosh, you're gonna put me on the spot on specific locations. That'd be better for our public works director to answer. They really go across the community and kind of pinpoint where we're having some problem areas. I wish I could direct you the specific one, but those are pretty standard where they pick out a number of smaller locations. They're not full reconstruction type projects, but just scattered throughout the community.
The council approved the sale and issuance of the general obligation corporate purpose bonds. That includes putting additional premium funds toward the North River Sewer Project. How important is that in continued growth and in infrastructure here and what you're doing there?
I would argue that project, the bonding for that project, is probably the number one most important infrastructure for this community, not only for our community, but for Cumming, for West Des Moines. It's a huge investment, and it's one that covers thousands of acres south and west of Norwalk.
The city adopted its fiscal year 2027 budget in April. We haven't talked about that quite yet. With no public comments received during the hearing, from an administrative standpoint, what are kind of the biggest priorities there or investments included in that kind of outlook towards the future?
Yeah, we've always been really heavy on making sure we're keeping up on maintenance of our existing infrastructure and investing in the community to expand that infrastructure to growing areas, to make sure we're keeping up with those demands. I would say that's probably the number one priority. Also, following through on the goals that council has established in Vision 2035, each one of our elected officials is a champion of an individual goal. And for example, one of them, George Meineke, Councilmember Meineke, his is walkability in the community. And the city is funding a number of trail improvements, probably the biggest one going from Beardsley along 50th South to connect to Blooming Heights, Timberview, and Timber Ridge, three large residential subdivisions that are kind of on an island from a pedestrian perspective, where once this trail segment is put in, those folks will be able to get on their bicycles, they'll be able to take out strollers and actually connect in with the rest of Norwalk through our trail system. That's probably one of the biggest of our future comp plan or capital improvement plan. The other one that was a struggle for me, our fire department has done a great job bringing me along, is the purchase of a new aerial platform truck. It's a very expensive purchase. I mean, we're talking upwards of $2 million. They have researched refurbishing our current platform truck. They've researched purchasing used equipment. They've a number of different ideas they've looked at. And what we have found is the depreciation for all the different options is pretty similar. Meaning every year there's a cost or there's a loss of funds, the depreciation of that piece of equipment. So ultimately the conclusion we came to is to do some basic repairs to our current platform truck and start to save money each year in preparation of purchase of a new one. So the depreciation of the vehicle is around $100,000 to $150,000 a year. So we're setting aside that amount plus putting in a smaller amount to repair a current truck. So when it comes time to purchase the platform truck, because it's several years out, you got to put in the order, they have to build it. So by the time that comes due, we will have significant down payment, and it's not as much of a financial hit on the city when it's time to actually purchase that piece of equipment.
Finally, the end of May here, we just finished the spring cleanup date for the city. We're just headed towards the summer. Any comments from a city administrative standpoint on just the summer here in Norwalk coming soon?
I think a big part of our summer is going to be taking a deep dive and really understanding the property tax reform bill that was passed and the SUDAS bill that was passed, two of them that I think will impact Norwalk significantly. My hopes today are that the growth of Norwalk will overcome a lot of those challenges and folks will hopefully see a property tax reduction. Those are my hopes as usual, but I'll reserve any formal opinion until I have a chance to really deep dive and look at what those bills look like.
That is Norwalk City Manager Luke Nelson.